The growth rate currently is more than 5% compared to other cereal crops, which is not even 1 to 2%. So why not capitalize? And this is a crop which is not only used as food, rather it is used as food less than it's used for other uses, as feed, for industry, and also for fodder. Also, it is now being used for biofuel. US has diverted its 25% of production over the last one decade to go in for biofuel production. And you might be realizing that our country is committed now. Our Honorable Prime Minister recently committed in COP26 in Glasgow that we will try to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels and will go in for the biofuels. And in that respect, when you look at opportunities in agriculture, there are three options. One is sugarcane. Sugarcane, we have the largest area again in the world. We are producing now, we used to produce less in the north in terms of both yield and sugar recovery. But thanks to the recent sugarcane varieties and revolution, now we have more than 4 million tons of sugar in our buffer stock, which we are not able to export because we can't compete with the global price. So why not divert it? Farmers are asking for more money. Farmers are wanting to increase their income. Government is talking of doubling farmers' income. So unless we go in for, and government has also as a policy agreed to have admixing of biofuel with the petrol and diesel to the level of almost 20%. So why not? And the other option is maize. When American farmers can be benefited, time is ripe when we also can look ahead and think of making it a real important industrial crops. The third option for biofuel, which I didn't mention, is in fact the organic waste, especially what we are talking these days of pollution due to burning of rice straw in the north. Those can be also used for energy production. And country is moving much faster compared to the rest of the world. We are among the three largest, I would say, solar energy producer in the world. And I have no doubt we will be number two soon, the way things are happening and the emphasis is being given. So we need to meet our challenge for climate change. We need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. We need to also diversify. Thanks to COVID-19, it has taught us to realize the importance of those forgotten food crops on which we were dependent prior to going for green revolution. The millets, the minor millets, maize, these are all very healthy crops. And I come from Rajasthan. I really love to eat maize and bajra than anything else. But we seem to have forgotten about them. And COVID had said, you don't need food for food requirement, but you need food for nutrition and health for immunity. And for immunity, you require such products where there is a good micronutrient availability. Maize is known for high lysine content, QPM, a remarkable. I wish Dr. Vassal was also with us today, who got the World Food Prize in maize for this QPM research. And so To cut short, let me say that maize has all the potential. It was stagnant till 2000. Rather, when I was Director General, I reviewed. Prasanna was also young scientist that time. I think he still is young, looking at me. But they were budding scientists, like postgraduate students, and was involved actively when I started Tropical Asia Maize Network while being in Bangkok. And he was a key player, and we identified the best hybrid from Bangkok, which turned out to be much better than many other hybrids from South Asian countries. So we feel that in case of maize, much is required to be done. We have already shown that our productivity in winter maize is quite high, but especially confined to Bihar and West Bengal areas. When you go there, I was there last year, I can tell you, for a convocation at Sabor, while traveling the area, I could see that it was better sight to see than the sight I see in Punjab and Haryana, which is a green revolution belt. What kind of maize hybrid they were growing, all small farmers, but when you see the crop, it is all uniform, same hybrid, same time of planting, and when you see, it is a green carpet for acres and acres. And the productivity of 7 to 9 tons. When I reviewed, as I was telling, the maize program, that why our productivity is not enhancing 1 ton and production increasing beyond 10 million tons in mid, say, 1990s, then we realized that we were possibly following a wrong approach of going in for composites and three-way hybrids, which was possibly promoted to us, telling that you remain dependent on second level of technology, whereas the first level of technology around single cross maize hybrids was already there in the States, and even China had it. I don't know how they got those single crosses there. Probably piracy must have been the cause there, but nobody would try to blame them. And they had also that time 7 tons of productivity, and America had more than 7 to 8 tons. And I said, we are stuck up at 1 ton, just one technology, and not available to us. And talk to all the private sector people, why don't you bring in this hybrids? All multinationals, you are working here. When we brought in also the BT cotton, multinationals were very happy. I said, why don't you bring this? They said, this we will not bring unless you have plant variety protection. So we had to come out with Plant Variety Protection Act immediately, within 2 years' time. It's a history. Nowhere an act of that kind, including the Biodiversity Act, both were at the same time drafted and got approved in record time of 2 years, which is unparalleled. We are still reviewing our Seed Act for last 25 years and lying in the parliament for its discussion and approval. So we got it, and I said, nothing doing. As I said, charity begins at home. Let our research system in public sector start working on single cross maize hybrids. Forget about the composites and three-way crosses. And in 5 years' time, we came out with the first single cross maize hybrid from public system in 2000. And in 2010, in one decade, we doubled our maize production and we doubled our productivity. And Now, from that 10 million ton, our production of maize is 37 million tons. It's quite an amazing achievement, and I have no doubt if we try to promote it the way it is being now. Now even the government is talking to diversify rice wheat system. We can't afford to continue with rice with less of water availability now, and we must diversify. And when you look at for diversification in North India, maize has the only crop which has potential besides also soybean. So these two crops are the future crops for replacing rice in the northern region, and it has all the potential for increasing area in the northeastern states where sky is the limit, and but would require research, would require again technologies, and no doubt advancements in genome editing, genome selection, double haploid technology are the options which can make the difference. And I'm glad this facility has been created. If this facility would not be created, possibly we will be left behind. Thank you, Prasanna, and thank you to your CIMIT team. Thank you to your Director General, Brem Govertz, for having provided this kind of support, because unless there is will, nothing will happen. And once this facility is created, I am sure Dr. Rajendra Prasad, the maximum beneficiary will be US Dharwad. Oh, sorry, Bangalore. I often go to Dharwad. You invite me less. So you have to take care of that as well. This is true. If you look at record, my visit to Dharwad had been more than Bangalore. And of course, Dharwad also. After all, this is Karnataka, and the breeding program has to be strengthened. And I do presume that this facility will also support the All India Coordinated Program on Maize. I wish Rakshit had come. He talked to me yesterday, apologized because of some other reason. But certainly ICR will embrace it, maybe provide more support to run it. I will like to talk to the authorities. I have been earlier also. And I do presume that we will strengthen our hybrid maize program in public sector as well. But private sector also would like to take benefit of it. So you will have to develop an innovative, both US Bangalore and CIMIT maize program, a kind of enabling environment for private sector participation. Unfortunately, we treat private sector as untouchable. And in case of improving productivity in those crops where hybrid technology is there, one is very true that hybrid technology provides resilience in rain-fed areas. Varieties cannot compete, hybrids, in terms of productivity. So for rain-fed region, still we have 50% area which is rain-fed. And in maize, it is 80% area which is rain-fed. So either you make it irrigated, or you go in for technology like hybrid rice through this kind of facility and come out with unique materials which are, as was mentioned by your colleague, resistant to both biotic and abiotic pressures. And I think that what you call is army worm is also now, fall army worm, I don't know where it is going to fall and whom it is going to affect, but it is a threat and we have to take care of it. I mean, it has come, it is a reality. And from Bangladesh, I am told it entered, but whatever it is, once it is there, So we will have to have new materials, promising materials, early materials, high-yielding materials, and also diversify maize. Not only maize for grain production, but maize may be also for sweet corn, baby corn. Baby corn has become, we introduced baby corn when I was in Bangkok. That time we brought baby corn for the first time from Bangkok. Now it is a common crop, common vegetable. Nobody knew baby corn is also a vegetable crop. So it has become, we have to diversify it. That way we have to also think of maize for silage making. Our livestock population is the largest in the world, and we have great potential of increasing production and productivity of livestock, which depend, and especially poultry, which is growing at the rate of 11 to 12%, the fastest growing sector, depend on, and we are importing maize from outside. We can produce and provide it. Only thing is, then we will have to also build linkage with the industry. Farmers in Haryana, Punjab are willing to go in for diversification through maize, but they say, where is the market and whom to sell? So that MSP being talked about, I think, is right demand. Then also industry to be linked, so that procurement is there. There are some starch factories, but you need to have more of feed industry. Sky is the limit there again for animal feed. And in that context, as I said, even go in for biofuel production, using some proportion of it, provided it is in excess. I am not saying at the cost of meeting the demand for food and feed, which is priority. But there is an option which we should not be shy of, and we should be worldly wise, and we must act locally. So what is happening globally should be an example before us. And finally, I would say that it would be very generous of SAMET if you continue providing this as a national service facility, not only for and pre-breeding work, which is required to be accelerated. So the pre-breeding work for the national system as a whole, for the Karnataka in particular, and because the end user, the stakeholder on the other side, is looking at us in terms of return from investment, which is being made on agriculture research and education. And that return has to be always in our mind. So young colleagues, you have the challenge. Don't think for your own progress and your own career. Think of the society and those poor who look towards you for your support. And the sky is the limit. Maybe I'll talk in the afternoon what youth can do for future progress of Indian agriculture. Having said this, I have already taken, I think, 5 minutes more than what I was allocated. But Prasanna is to be blamed for it, to have called me here and to talk to you. But I would like to say, if I had not come, probably I would have not recognized the importance of this facility and what it is going to do in near future to help our national agriculture research system. And we need to generate these facilities. These facilities, if are not there, our youngsters will not be able to perform. Sometimes I feel I should have been born now to study agriculture. When I took agriculture, everyone laughed at me. That is it a subject? Now at least there is a respect for agriculture globally and also in the country. And self-respect for us, that we have not only worked for ourselves, but we have worked for the system, for the people, for the country. So I do hope that these facilities, the kind of US Bangalore has created, I have seen some of those this morning. You will utilize those and perform much better than in those hardships when we started. And let me tell you, the breeding when I started, I'm a plant breeder, my breeding was hit and trial method. Just make crosses, make more crosses, have more segregating population, spend more time in the field. If you are lucky, you will find some good combination. If you are not lucky, you won't. And now you have targeted, you know, goals which can be achieved in a given time, and you can reduce your, you know, time from, I was told, from 4 to 5 years to just 1 year. So these opportunities are there. We really will be able to serve the nation more effectively, and young generation is much more brighter. Even I learn from my granddaughter every day. If something is not able to be solved on my cell phone, she tells what to do. So they are all bright. They have better knowledge access. We had to go to the library to learn something, and sometimes books were not available, journal was not available. And now while sitting here, I can tell you what is all about maize in the whole world in 5 minutes. So sky is the limit now. The things have changed, environment has changed, and therefore we need to perform. And we need to perform. One challenge, you, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, I was happy when you said maximum students are getting JRF and getting to ARS and also to NET and whatnot. But I'm reminded of Farid Zakaria's commencement speech and at Harvard, when he said that if US has progressed, it is because of educational institutions like Harvard. And out of the 100 best universities and institutions in the whole world, maximum are in United States. And he said, it will take maybe decades to India and China to come in one of the 100 institutions. So our goal should be one among the best 100 in the world, not only in India. With this, I thank you very much.